live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful and glad within it. And these are the times in which God has decided we will live, and we do have unique responsibilities. One of them is to ground ourselves very solidly in fact. Other is to make sure that we engage in some pattern recognition. And in pattern recognition, it allows us to spot outliers. And spotting outliers allows us to say, wait a minute. That piece doesn't make sense. And our brains are set up for this. The technocrats, such as Dr. Tony Fauci, reminder, next week, I'm so excited for this. Next week is the trial of Tony Fauci on this radio show. Using Tony's words, using the words of Rand Paul as an expert witness for the prosecution, using Mitch McConnell, who will be defending Tony the Fauci. I will be putting Fauci on trial, for instance, for deceptive marketing around the mRNA injections, which in fact are not vaccines. Who says so? The definition of vaccine as created by the Food and Drug Administration says so. The Food and Drug Administration, comparing that to the Moderna and Pfizer paperwork and the Johnson & Johnson paperwork. Oh, none of these provide immunity. That's what vaccines do. They're not vaccines. You can shoot up with them if you like, and you're very unlikely to be harmed, but you're also very unlikely to be harmed by the COVID flu. So personally, I'll never be sticking mRNA in my head, my arm. Oh, did I say head? Oh, 40 and slip. Yeah, they do contain nanolipid particles, which allow the spike proteins they cause your body to build, which have never belonged in your body, incidentally, to be built in your brain. Just me. Just don't like sticking stuff in my brain. That's just me. So we're going to put Fauci on trial next week. It's going to be such fun radio. So around the same time that the so-called Center for Disease Control said, you know what? We should change the way deaths are counted, because for years, you know, we've relied on scientific rigor. For instance, knowing that someone had influenza, either through a physician's observation of temperature and aches, or culturing the virus in the person, so they actually, you know, we have a cultured virus proof that they died from that. We should just let people guess. That's effectively what the CDC did. And all of a sudden, you have 4 to 6 times as many deaths being called COVID as occurred. And you get things like in Washington State and other states, an interesting benefit of the COVID-19 infections. There's been no flu deaths in Washington State. Oh, gosh. Yes, there were. Because you got paid cash money for people who died from the COVID flu, but not the flu. Guess what you're going to call it with your 35-cycle PCR tests, which are junk? You're going to say it was the COVID flu, not influenza. Influenza wasn't wiped out. No one believes that. Well, the masks, that it didn't wipe out COVID. So at the same time that the CDC changed that definition, the World Health Organization stepped up. We believe the definition of pandemic is too narrow and rigorous in scientific terms. Therefore, we are loosening the definition of pandemic to fit to a T what we are seeing with the COVID flu. I'm trying to impersonate the non-doctor head of the World Health Organization, who had weird interactions with terrorists and is clearly compromised by China. So that's my little imitation. And by the way, if imitating Fauci's not racist, imitating that dude's not racist either. So please don't, I mean, go ahead and send the notes because it'll be entertaining, but just know that you're wrong. Jay Inslee, emblematic of all the Jay Inslees, Because you got your Governor Pritzker in Illinois. He's a Jay Inslee. Gavin Newsom's a Jay Inslee. They're like interchangeable coat hangers of leftist stooges. Or except Pritzker's not a stooge. He's a participant in this. His family's making huge money with Big Pharma. We'll talk about that in a bit. He got booed, by the way, at a baseball game. I love that. And so did the so-called mayor, Lori Lightfoot. They're all taking the COVID flu as excuses to grab more money. Coming up in March 4, 2021, Jay Inslee's already building the excuse plate. And I'll try to do this with his mask on. This is Inslee with his mask on. Let me try this.
The worst global pandemic in more than a century has significantly impacted our state's economy.
No, it hasn't. Oh, the subject is furloughs and general wage increases. No, it hasn't. Not true. The COVID flu did nothing to your budget. You personally destroyed 40% of small businesses in Washington state. You personally destroyed the economy. The economy's destruction is your fault. 100% your fault, Jay. Because all the data showed the hospitals were never overrun. You begged for federal help. You got it. We turned a soccer facility into a hospital, Jay. It saw absolutely no patients. Just like the battleship, or pardon me, the aircraft carrier in New York saw 6 patients, none of them with COVID. Just like the battleship in Los Angeles saw maybe 6 patients, none of them COVID. Madison Square Garden converted into a hospital, saw no one COVID-like. We knew this in March, and I'll even be gentle, Jay. We knew it in April of 2020. So I don't know what you're trying to make up here, Jay Inslee.
I don't have phony math.
Wait. You lied about COVID deaths. Your Washington State Department of Health lied about COVID deaths to make it appear worse.
Probably the most transparent administration in our state's history, and I'm proud of that.
But how could we even say that? You're now begging Joe Biden's dementia to invent and print federal money for you, which is the biggest shell game in the history of all financial transactions. Like, you do understand there's no federal money. You do understand that they're conning us with our own money, Jay. Right? You're begging for more printed money, more invented money, because you're pretending it's the pandemic, when it's in fact your personal decision to destroy this economy, to keep it locked. They're talking about locking it down again, going back to phase 2 in some counties. Jay, we are $30 trillion in debt in an official basis, maybe 40. The real books put us about $300 trillion in debt. What do we do with that, Jay Inslee?
And put that debt on my grandchildren.
Well, I mean, at least you can be honest once. So imagine my surprise this morning when I woke up and I was doing show prep. And I saw, what? The Today Show did news? The Today Show that did news? Here's the headline I saw on Twitter from Sam Brock, NBC. Thank you, Sam Brock, NBC. Listen to this. Some states with stricter rules are now seeing surges in COVID-19 cases, while many other that rushed to reopen are experiencing sizable drops. The numbers have experts scratching their heads. Such a blooming mystery. How could that happen? But at least Sam Brooks at the Today Show got to do news.
Call it a COVID conundrum. In states with the strictest measures in the country, like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and much of New England, cases are on the rise. While in the South, states like Arkansas and Texas that have reopened businesses and ripped away mask mandates are seeing their numbers drop. So what might explain the apparent contradiction? One theory, differences in testing rates. Another theory, COVID fatigue. In Michigan, where people are just coming out of lockdown for the first time in months, cases are up more than 100% as demographics shift. Texas, on the other hand, began reopening its doors months ago and just jammed 40,000 people into the Rangers ballpark, many without masks. Right.
So Sam Brooks, A, thank you for sharing this great mystery with us, this head-scratcher. How could this be? I'll explain it. About the same time that the CDC and the World Health Organization removed hard science from the definition of people dying from upper respiratory viruses, but only in the case of SARS-CoV-2, which leads to COVID-19, only there. Had they counted deaths the same way they counted them for influenza for decades, we would see maybe 20% of the deaths, the 500,000 deaths, would be like 100,000 from the COVID flu. Not with it, from it. But they softened that science to the point of stupidity. Notice that all the softening of the science led in one direction. Notice that. The World Health Organization softened the science around what constitutes a pandemic. Boom. In March of last year, everything changed. We had a pandemic. Boom. Cases began to rise. They also softened the definition of a case. Prior to the COVID flu, when physicians spoke of a case of influenza, they meant someone with an active infection. So, person with a fever, body aches, and if you want to be particularly precise, and it's a flu that you can culture, virus you can culture, you can say, yes, this is demonstrably the flu. That was a case. Now, you may have been in a household, as most people were, where your wife or husband or kid got the COVID flu and you didn't. It's unlikely that your kid got it, but let's say it's a teenager. Still unlikely. You didn't feel sick. You were a case. Literally, by the way, cases were defined in many municipalities. If you lived with someone who had the COVID, you're a presumed case. It's worse. If you were in a neighborhood with lots of COVID, quote, cases, and you had a fever and a headache because you said you had a fever and a headache, and you told a so-called public health official, you were a case. So we had cases all of a sudden mean nothing. Then, for the first time in history, we began testing asymptomatic people, which is completely useless, with a useless test never designed to culture a virus. How do I know this? Because the inventor, Carrie Ellis of the PCR test, said, this can't culture viruses. This is useless at this. You know how it said it? Well, when you're looking at a 35-cycle PCR test, I mean, you can't even culture a virus from that, so it's not clinically useful. The Fauci said it. So to the point about Texas and Arkansas, here's how this happened. Every person who gets SARS-CoV-2 in their body, and their body defeats it, either through T-cell immunity or crossover immunity. T-cell, the body looks at the virus and says, okay, I can figure this out. I'll defeat it. Crossover immunity is where you have a common cold. I'm not kidding. A common cold, which is, by the way, a coronavirus, a common cold. And your body says, wow, you know what? The code in this SARS-CoV-2 is a lot like this cold we had. We get it. We can defeat it. Every time that happens, the virus misses a place it can live. It is very much like this. Imagine the virus is a wild animal. And imagine that the bodies of human beings are a big desert. But the bodies that don't have the COVID flu, they're water. So the COVID flu can come to this body and live in this body. And, oh, the immune system gets it. Now it switches to another body and the immune system gets it. Every time a body defeats the virus, it dries up water sources for the wild animal virus. Therefore, it cannot transfer. Therefore, it dies for lack of resources. When Texas and Florida opened up, they already had 1/10 the rate of death of New Jersey and New York. When they opened up and young people and healthy people and people like me, I probably had the COVID flu. I felt down for a couple of days. When we get it and defeat it, we take away places for it to live. That's how this happened. The other aspect to this is the fact established through Hope Simpson's work that has been verified 1,000 different times. Warm weather, bad for virus. Cold weather, good for virus. Got it? It's seasonal. Everybody knows this. The Fauci knows this. He's admitted it. When we put him on trial next week, part of his testimony will be, I will be saying, Dr. Fauci, you for a year pretended that there were no seasonal differences to this virus. And yet here you are saying there's a seasonal difference. So there's your explanation. Now, speaking of the southern border and the chaos that is being purposely allowed to gestate there because of Joe Biden's dementia and whoever's running Joe Biden in his militarized installation behind a wall that he tells you is immoral and guns he tells you you should not be allowed to have. Drew Hernandez, who does a great, great job of going around the country and documenting this madness. Drew Hernandez was in Texas, and he witnessed the most astonishing thing. Drew Hernandez was in McAllen, Texas. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, you really should if you use Twitter. He's Drew H. Live, at Drew H. Live. What did he see? He saw children being packed into a car that had no seats and no seat belts.
So this guy's stuffing children in this car without any seat belts on. Very, very terrible situation.
Your car seats.
Horrible. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is not how you deal with children. You don't stuff them in the back of a car. The hell's the matter with you? No car seats. What organization is this? I want to know who the hell this is. Stuffing kids in the back of a car without any seat belts on.
That's what they were doing. And it turned out to be a so-called Catholic charity. The chaos being installed in the border is taking victims and revictimizing. It's taking people trafficked and dropping them off with traffickers. We've seen it happen. Now, as Joe Biden's dementia ignores that, and Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be running the thing, doesn't care. She's in Berkeley, which is not on the Texas border. Paul Bedard at the Examiner did a little interesting piece of math. So Joe Biden's spending and borrowing and money printing plan, 5% of which is for roads and bridges. It's not an infrastructure plan. How to know you're listening to a Mockingbird media reporter if they call it an infrastructure plan? You know how much it's going to cost them to, quote, create 2.7 million jobs?
$800
and $50,000 per job.
Per job. And yet, listen to news reports. Biden's infrastructure plan. Now, his treasury draining plan. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
Your bodies.
Do you read me, Hal? Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Your kids.
Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Your travel.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
The media you see and hear.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The technocrats want to control all of it.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do. This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
The Todd Herman Show presents Tracking the Technocrats.
So, next week, I'm going to do a dissident week. Yeah. So we're going to put Fauci on trial. I'm going to talk to a woman in Canada who has documented people having their newborns taken from them because someone somewhere might have the COVID flu. Newborn, taken away, locked away, away from the parents, against their will. And the technocrats are pushing that. Incidentally, newborns have like as close to zero statistical risk from the COVID flu as can be calculated. They have an enormous risk, a known, demonstrable, provable, observable, testable, falsifiable risk of not developing mirrored synapses or the ability to breastfeed, or by not being allowed to breastfeed in the first 3 days of their birth, not getting some of the most important immunities that a mother passes to a child. That will happen. Categorical fact. Now, perhaps they let this mother, the government kindly let her pump her breast milk, but a child suckling from the mother is also an emotional bond that can never be given back once it's stolen. I know there's some people who can't, mothers, women, adult females who can't breastfeed, and I get that. That's painful. And this isn't that case. So we're going to talk to some dissidents next week who are documenting this stuff in Canada and the UK. Notice a trend. Who is benefiting from the softening of science around the COVID flu? Well, the party. Statists, leftists, and bureaucrats. Technocrats. So, Joe Biden benefited from the COVID flu, his dementia. As I said, the COVID flu was the election, and the election was the COVID flu. The party is benefiting with all the power, all the lockdowns, getting to kill businesses they don't like, getting to restructure schools so that they're unrecognizable, and technocrats like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, the heads of Google, whose names I can't remember, Larry Page, and I can't remember the other guy's name. They've benefited enormously. And by the way, a lot of them are also investors in mRNA injections, the patents thereof. It's weird. The softening of science has benefited them. Now, notice a trend. A corporatist named Asa Hutchinson, who is from the Chamber of Commerce School of, I'm a severe conservative. He's the governor of Arkansas. He recently decided that he would very much like little kids to be medically and surgically altered because they've been conned or confused about their gender. And he was on with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson had some questions for this corporatist.
Where are we getting back to the limited role of...
He asked them, why not let 18-year-olds drink? Why not let them get tattoos since you're going to allow them to inject their body with wrong sex hormones and have their genitalia cut apart and fake facsimiles?
Where are we getting back to the limited role of government that we don't have to invoke ourselves in every societal position out there? Let's limit the role of government. Let's let parents and doctors make decisions.
Then why don't we allow 18-year-olds to drink beer in Arkansas?
Why don't we allow them to get tattoos? Why don't we allow 15-year-olds to get married? You're allowing, you vetoed a bill that would have protected children, not adults, children, to whom a different standard applies, from a life-altering permanent procedure that has effects we can only guess at, but the early indication is they're very serious and very negative in some cases. And now you're telling me you do that because you're a friend of limited government? Okay, then why are we preventing kids from drinking? Sincere question. Or getting married? Sincere question. Having sex? They're not old enough to have sex, but they're old enough to be chemically castrated? How does that work exactly? I'll listen as you explain.
Well, thank you, Tucker. And first of all, these are difficult decisions. Do you want to listen to the medical profession? Do you want to listen to professional counselors? Do you want to listen to parents?
Okay, buddy. Let me help you shove truth into your corporatist pumpkin. There are people in this audience, Jennifer and Sabrina. They are adults. They have become people I think of as friends. They are adults. Sabrina cross-dresses at home and his wife lets him. Jennifer is a biological man, a man who decades ago had hormones and surgery, and Jennifer is accomplished and happy. And I consider both of them friends. I don't care what they did or do. But to Asa Hutchinson, you're gonna swing the appeal to authority at us? Listen, Asa, you said, are we going to listen to the professional counselors? Son, let me explain something to you. The same sexual left who has you frightened to death, the same big pharma who is purchasing these kids' bodies by pushing gender confusion, have pushed something called affirmation-only therapy. That's the opposite of therapy, Asa. Here's how therapy works. You say to your therapist, you know, I'm just depressed. I feel like I don't have these skills, and sometimes I just think I'd be better off dead. Therapist says, if they're ethical, are you thinking of harming yourself? No. But I just think I'd be better off dead. Okay. Well, why do you think this is a permanent problem? Here is affirmation therapy. Well, I just feel like I'd be better off dead. Yes, you would be. Yeah, you're right. Affirmation therapy. An 11-year-old being conned by Hollywood, or a 14-year-old who's never once in their life been confused about their so-called gender, which doesn't exist. Sex exists. Gender is an expression. It is completely subjective. Never been confused. Says to a therapist, I think I'm a boy. An ethical therapist said, that's interesting. What does it mean to be a boy? How does that feel? When did you begin to feel this way? Because of the sexual left in big pharma, therapists have been conned and threatened with just affirming. Yes, you're a boy. One meeting. Yes, you're a boy. Let's get you some hormones. Never mind that it will drop your IQ by 10 points, lead to osteoporosis, lung disease, heart disease, that the surgeries are brutal. Hey, let's just peel all the skin off your left arm to make you a fake penis. Or we're a boy. Let's remove your testicles. We'll keep the scrotum, but we'll throw the testicles away. We'll cut up your penis. We'll keep the head of the penis to make a fake clitoris. We'll wrap the scrotum up and to make a fake labia. It'll never this wound will never heal. In fact, you have to wear a wedge between your legs for a year. For a kid. And big pharma has purchased your kids in Oregon, in Washington, and California, where they can get the drugs without your permission at the age of 13. In Oregon, at the age of 15, they can get the surgeries. Asa Hutchinson is a coward, Asa Hutchinson is a child when it comes to this. Asa Hutchinson should never, ever speak again in public about anything related to kids in medicine. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Radio legends, 25 years at the top of the ratings, maybe 30. Dory Monson joins us. He is a watchdog of government waste, spending waste, fraud, abuse. He had a lot of commentary yesterday about Joe Biden's dementia and Joe Biden's inability to read three letters from Barack Obama's teleprompter. And I know he's going to have some commentary on Washington State blackmailing you into purchasing a long-term care plan. Blackmailing you by saying you can either purchase one of the plans we've said you get to purchase, or we're going to put you into a junk plan, take money out of your paycheck every month for a so-called long-term care plan that will provide you all of $100 per day in so-called benefits, which will buy you 4 hours of at-home care. And your timeline to opt out of being shoved into that pyramid scheme in Washington State is June. You might want to check your states if you don't live in Washington State, because this swindle is another one where they're purchasing you. Right? Is that going to be our plan? Or our plan purchasing you? Next up, we get to the award-winning quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list that we call, and it's trademark.
Just a few more things.
So, you know who Nicole Wallace is? I don't either. I think she is MSNBC or CNN, and what does it matter? It's like a McNetwork. It's like they take a big glop of liberal and put it into a great big conveyor belt, and Nicole Wallace, Don Lemon, just drop out these liberal cogs.
Thing one.
Remember, I said they're numbered. Here's Nicole Wallace with the most destructive force in our planet.
To me, it feels arbitrary. I'm sure it has long roots in their wars against climate science and their wars against reproductive freedom. But this war against COVID science, Olivia, was something you saw up close and personal.
Yeah. The war against COVID science. Absolutely. So the war against climate science. Let's break that down. Here's the war. Question. Why do you have a hockey stick graph that's not proven true ever? Why are you putting the ocean temperature sensors in the engine rooms of ships where they're hotter? And why have you gone back in history and lowered the temperature estimates? What? It's not a war against climate science. It's a war against fraudulent math. And with the COVID science, did we forget that in the Spanish flu, where you could be shot for leaving your house against quarantine rules or shot for not wrapping your face in fabric, that didn't stop anything because it can't. Next up in just a few more
Thing
minutes.
Two.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon. Oh, he's a comedian. I wonder if he'll say, I wonder if he'll say the F word. That's so funny, because when comedians say that, I'm just like, whoa, honey. This guy on TV said the F word. It's so funny, isn't it?
I read that 40% of adults in the U.S. have been vaccinated. So now when you see someone without a mask, it's a fun game of vaccinated or idiot.
Even without the F word, it's hilarious. What was the state's governor who got the mRNA injections, both of them, and then got the COVID flu? And then there were the 100 cases in Washington State. And then were there 9 people who died? And then in the mass vaccination countries like Chile, we saw a massive increase in cases after the mRNA injections, which say in their own paperwork they don't provide immunity. But so funny. It's better when Jimmy Fallon says it, because sometimes sometimes he says the F
thing
word.
Three.
So oh, another comedian. This is Colbert. What's his name? His first name. Doug? No, seriously, I forgot. Stephen. Stephen Colbert, he might say the F word. That's so funny when they do that. Here's him being all funny about the COVID flu. Listen to Stephen Colbert.
This administration is delivering pricks in arms, as opposed to the last administration, which delivered armed pricks. In fact.
So funny. Because he transposed the words. Gosh. I mean, it's, you can see why they're paid millions, right? So who pushed the mRNA injection process because he was conned by the Fauci? Donald Trump. And he said armed what? You know, wait, hold on. That's right. They didn't find any guns in the rioters with the rioters in Washington, D.C. In fact, the only person shot was a Trump supporter, unarmed, albeit committing a felony or trying to break into a federal building. So President Trump didn't even deliver that. But Black Lives Matter did. But, oh, Stephen can't say that. Next up in just a few more
things. Thing four.
Oh, wait, another comedian. This is Trevor Noah. You know what? I wonder if he'll say the F word because it's so funny.
And the very idea of vaccine passports has Fox News so freaked out, they've started standing up for the undocumented.
So funny. My body, my choice, Trevor. Well, I don't say that now. Last up in just a few more things.
Thing five.
Hey, Tony Fauci, you're the country's most experienced infectious disease experts. Why is Texas doing well with no mask mandates?
Restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet, we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay.
Oh, I love that excuse. Really, we should wait 2 weeks. I mean, Texas has only been open for 6 months, so there could be a lag. Con artist. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.